Mexico-based Charisma Hotel and Resorts has plans for further investment in Jamaica, this time in St. Anne. We'll tell you more on today's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we stop by Siemens Valley. Stay with us.
Come to the Jamaica Information Service GIS head office at 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10 for your Jamaican flags, heritage posters and publications. Get 10% off all packages on Fridays when you wear the national colors to make your purchase. Offer available now through to October 30 while stocks last. Call 926-3590-4 or email research@gis.gov.jm or visit gis.gov.jm for details.
Charisma Hotel and Resorts has announced that it will invest more than $900 million in Jamaica to develop 9 hotels, adding 4,000 rooms over the next 10 years. The Mexico-based company has selected the 228-acre Landover beachfront property in St. Anne as the site for this major development, intended to create 8,000 new direct employment and about 5,000 jobs indirectly. Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Business Development at Charisma, Ruben Becerra, says in addition to accommodation, program elements being considered include dolphin experience, water sports, and nature experience with horse trails. The first of the 9 hotels is scheduled to open November 2018, in time for the start of the 2018 to 2019 winter tourist season. Mr. Becerra says the aim is to attract a number of new international hotel brands to Jamaica, as well as increase airlift to the island by negotiating with tour operators for more direct flights. He adds that Charisma Hotels recognizes the value of brand Jamaica.
Jamaica is a country that amazes me in the sense of very small country and is known all over the world. No matter which country you can go to Korea. You mention Jamaica, they will know.
Charisma Hotel and Resort is already reaping success from prior investments in Jamaica, having opened its Sensatori Hotel in Negril in April 2014.
The hotel was a success immediately. It was pretty much sold out for the entire year and a half of operations that we have. And also, this couldn't have been possible without the fundamental support of our partners TUI in the Sensatori brand. TUI has increased the airlift in this country, meaning that they have brought new planes from different gateways that didn't have presence before, which in generally helps the country.
Work is now underway to add 149 suites to the Sensatori property. Work started in January 2015 and will result in an expansion of Sensatori and the creation of a new brand, Azul 7.
And we expect to open winter 2016-2017, and we are going to be generating only with that part, the 149 rooms that we are adding, additional 320 direct jobs and approximately 200-250 indirect jobs in our hotel.
This investment is valued at $45 million.
We are extremely excited to continue working and growing alongside the people of Jamaica, and we remain committed to further enhancing the already great tourism industry in this country.
Vice President of Charisma Hotel and Resorts, Ruben Becerra. To a place called Jamaica. Time now for our No Jamaica feature. Today we travel to Siemens Valley, Portland. This is the site of the ruins of the Siemens Valley Great House. The first European cemetery in this area of Portland is also located in Siemens Valley. Here, George Fuller, famous English superintendent of the Moortown Maroons, was buried. The Siemens Valley Road leads to Moortown, which is not only the oldest Maroon settlement in the entire valley, but also the headquarters of the Eastern Maroons. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next time. Until then, one love.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to gis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.